Why pray? As we draw near to God, our Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, as we prayerfully read the Bible, as we worship, as we intercede for others, as we pour out praise and thanksgiving for what God has done and who He is, and just the fact that we see Him and are amazed in the presence. As we do these things, we come to know the Lord. You need to know Him, not just know about Him. Like a husband and a wife are bound and growing together, the believer responding to God in prayer is blessed in many ways. In the words of Jesus, in John chapter 8, Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." Why pray? Where? When? The Scripture is not prescriptive on a specific answer to these questions about prayer, but clearly we're called to pray. And the purpose of the sermon is to say, are you engaging with God in your life as a prayerful person? And do you set time aside for praying? Or is that the last little chirp as a head hits a pillow? Is it the only preliminary thought before I eat a meal? Or do you spend time with God in His presence to know His will and to know how He would have you be in this world? And you can do it. And the Holy Spirit helps. And Jesus is waiting and will enjoy the time that you'll spend with Him. Father God, thank You for Your word and for the practice and for the other examples of prayer happening in Scripture and for this admonition today about Your role in our lives and Your authority acknowledged in our lives. As we seek You for direction, as we seek You for wisdom, as we seek You for insight, as we just bask in the presence of Your love and Your counsel. Thank You for making Your covenant known to us. Thank You that we might know the joy of salvation because of what You've done in Jesus Christ and because of His example on this earth, because of the example of His followers who are obedient to His instruction. And will You help us to be those people? We don't feel much like experts, any of us, and even the smart ones, Lord. We'll all humble ourselves. We'll all admit that we only have what You give. So we pray that You'll guide us and that You'll lead us, please, and bless us, Father God, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.